It's the feast of Saint John, the apostle and evangelist, in the octave of Christmas. Welcome to today's Christmas cast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Saint John proved himself worthy of his master's special favor. He never deserted Christ. He was present at the agony in Gethsemane. He was in the courtyard of the high priest when Peter denied Christ, but he remained faithful. He was the only apostle present at the foot of the cross on Mount Calvary, where he was privileged to hear our Lord's last words. After the resurrection, John was one of the first to hurry to the sepulchre. Like the other apostles, he proved his undying love for Jesus by enduring the pains of martyrdom, although his life was miraculously spared. He spent his long life studying how to love and serve Jesus Christ. Can the same be said for us? We have not been granted the privileges given to Saint John, but we have received countless favors from God. Let us learn from the example of this great apostle how to cooperate generously with the grace of God. Both in his gospel and in his letters, Saint John continually emphasizes the virtue of charity. He stresses the need for love of God and love for our neighbor. God is love, he writes, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. According to Saint Jerome, when the Apostle John was almost 100 years old and lacked the strength to speak for very long, he was accustomed to go supported by his disciples to gatherings of the faithful. There he repeated on every occasion the same exhortation, "My children, love one another." His fathers grew tired of this and finally asked him why he kept repeating the same phrase. "Because that is God's command," he replied, "and if we do no more than obey it, that is sufficient." Let us meditate on his words, and let us remember that our love for God is futile unless it is accompanied by a practical love for our neighbor. The love of God cannot be separated from the love of our fellow men. From Fulton Sheen's Life of Christ. In the first miracle of the catch of fishes during the public life, the nets broke. Peter, awed by the miracle, asked our Lord to depart from him because he was a sinful man. The very abundance of God's mercy made him feel his nothingness. But in this miraculous draught of fishes, they were made strong, for immediately John said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Both Peter and John remained true to their characters. As John was the first to reach the empty tomb on Easter morn, so Peter was the first to enter it. As John was the first to believe that Christ was risen, so Peter was the first to greet the risen Christ. As John was the first to see the Lord from the boat, so Peter was the first to rush to the Lord, plunging into the sea to be first at his feet. Naked as he was in the boat, he cast a coat about him, forgot personal comfort, abandoned human companionship, and eagerly swam the 100 yards to the Master. John had the greater spiritual discernment, Peter the quicker action. It was John who leaned on the Master's breast the night of the Last Supper. He was the one, too, who was nearest to the cross, and to his care the Savior committed his mother. So now he was the first to recognize the risen Savior on the shore. Once before, when our Savior had walked on the waves toward the ship, Peter could not wait for the Master to come to him. He asked the Master to bid him come upon the water. Now he swam to shore, after girding himself out of reverence for his Savior. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. St. John received three gifts from Jesus, three gifts which correspond to the three states of our Lord. Our Lord, in fact, knew three different states on this earth: life, death, and, at the Last Supper, an intermediate state, a state where death and life were mingled, where he was at once dead and living in the celebration of the Last Supper, when, eating with his disciples, he showed them that he was alive, and, wishing to be eaten by his disciples as an immolated victim, he appeared to them as dead. Over the course of each one of these states which our Lord passed through, St. John received a corresponding gift. During the life of our Lord, St. John received the cross from his Master. At our Lord's death, St. John received from him his own mother. And on the evening of Holy Thursday at the Last Supper, he received the heart of his divine Master. Of the cup that I drink, you shall drink, and with the baptism with which I am to be baptized, you shall be baptized, Jesus told his favorite disciple. That is his first gift. Behold thy mother, our Lord declared to St. John from the cross. It was the second gift. And on the evening of Holy Thursday, Jesus granted St. John the beautiful privilege of resting his head on his breast, in order to let St. John hear the beating of his heart, to allow him to taste the infinity of the divine love. And that is the third gift. Lord Jesus, in the footsteps of St. John, I accept to carry my cross after thee. I want to live as a child of Mary and be devoted to thy divine heart. Ever since my baptism, I am allowed to access thy sacred heart. I therefore promise thee to show my gratitude, not only by my prayers, but also by my acts. From the Sacramentary by Blessed Ildefonso Schuster. After the meal on the shores of the Lake of Genezareth, Jesus takes Peter apart in order to tell him his ultimate fate, while John stands aside, tactfully refraining from any importunate disturbance of their colloquy. His companion, however, who knows his desire, now repays the good service rendered to him at the Last Supper by the beloved disciple, when the latter asked for him of the Lord who should betray him. So Peter asks, Lord, and what shall this man do? The divine Master, alluding to the diversity of vocations, offices, and graces in the church, replies, So I will have him to remain till I come. What is it to thee? Follow thou me. He would thus teach us that the calling and the merit of others ought not to distract us from giving due attention to the claims of our own work and station. This it is which our Lord requires of us, and not to concern ourselves with that which others may or may not accomplish.